Now, the Paul McCormick Show, transforming business success, financial prosperity, and total control of your life, your freedoms, and your career. And now your host, Paul McCormick. Good afternoon, America. And for the next hour, we're going to be talking about what's happening to this country to make people everywhere be in a position of losing the things they hold so dearly. They're losing their faith in their country. They're losing their jobs, their homes, their savings, and even their self-esteem. The show is about restoring your faith, your freedoms, and your wealth. Today, we're going to be talking about the one thing that will save this country. And it happens to be what our current administration and Congress is attempting to destroy, and that is our entrepreneurial spirit. Now, if you disagree with me, I invite you to call into the station today. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Hi, I'm your host, Paul McCormick, and I know what I'm talking about. I've done it many times. I'm an entrepreneur. I've built businesses. I became a multimillionaire, created wealth, lost it all, and then rebuilt it again. My book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, is an international bestseller. You can find it in bookstores everywhere or on my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to freewealthiq.com and find out if you have what it takes to become a millionaire. Now, I'm going to invite you to call in today. That number is 1-800-930-2819. And let me know if you agree or disagree with me when we talk about the direction of the country. Are we headed in the right direction? Is this current administration and our Congress headed in the right direction? Are we in touch or are they out of touch? Here's what I want you to respond to is the bills that have been passed since Obama has been in administration. Have those bills that have been passed, and we're going to be talking about them today, are they taking the country in a direction that will help the prosperity of you and me, every one of us individuals in this country? We're going to be talking about wealth. We're going to be talking about prosperity and what you can do to change your own life, whether or not the country is in support of it or not. Today, we're taking a look at entrepreneurialism because entrepreneurialism is what built this country and made it what it is today. When we think about the founding fathers that came across from Europe and all the different other parts of the world to settle in this country, it was because they wanted opportunity, they wanted prosperity, the ability to choose their own careers, choose their own religious freedoms and individual freedoms, and they created opportunities for themselves. That's what I mean by entrepreneurial spirit. That is what has created this country. It's what made us a powerful country to begin with. It's what created the freedoms that we have today. Now, I had the opportunity when I was just 22 years old to experience entrepreneurialism. And a little later, I'm going to be telling you my first story of what that meant to me and how I nearly lost my job when I was 22 years old. I was recently married. We had purchased our first home, and here I was 3 months on the job, and I was about to lose my job. So I know what that feels like to be in that position. I'm going to be telling you the story of what it was like for me at 22 years old, just recently married, having my first home, and about to lose my job. And then how did I use an entrepreneurial spirit, not only to save my job, but to build an entire successful multimillion-dollar company? I'll tell you that story in a while, but right now I'd like to focus a little bit on some of the current events. Why, at the top of the show, why did I say our current administration and our Congress is taking our country in a wrong direction? Why is it that I feel that? And if you agree with me, I'd love to have you call in. That number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So let's talk about some of the specific reasons why I would say we're going in the wrong direction. And I'm speaking specifically about the last 2 years, basically under the Obama administration. And this is not about Obama. This is not about any specific people. It's about the direction our country has been headed the last couple years. And it's not about Republicans. It's not about Democrats. It's about a general shift in the direction of our country's administration the last couple years. For starters, I'd like to talk about four or five different areas, different bills, different laws that have been passed that are stifling the entrepreneurial spirit in this country. And as we go through today's shows, this is not about politics particularly. It's not about religious freedoms or any other. It's about you. It's about me. It's about our ability to control our own life. And the question is what the administration in this country doing, is it going to support in the future our ability to have that individual freedom that we've enjoyed so much the last 200 years? Or is the direction of our country shifting things in such a way that it'll diminish the ability for you and me to choose the life that we want? A little later in the show, I'm going to be sharing some of the information from my book, my international best-selling book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, is in bookstores everywhere. And I share in there the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. And I'm going to touch on a few of those a little later today. What are the steps that you can take right now to change your life, regardless of where this country is headed, regardless of the laws that are being passed in Washington, regardless of all those things? Are there things that you can do to change the direction of your life, to create wealth, opportunity, prosperity, and freedom in your life? And the answer is yes. You do have the opportunity to take control of your life. And that's what I speak about in my book, The 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire, can put you on the path to becoming financially free and a millionaire. But let me share with you why I say our country is headed down the wrong path. And for starters, I would like to talk about the unemployment benefits that our country is providing right now. Now, I've never had the privilege, I guess, of being a receiver of unemployment benefits, but I understand the need. I understand the desire of people who are unemployed to collect unemployment. And I think that to some degree, that's a good thing. But what I'd like to speak about today is the magnitude of that program in our system is being abused. And I know it's being abused because I see it being abused in my own businesses. I have, in the last year, come across 3 instances where I was interviewing to hire people for one of my businesses, and 3 different individuals informed me that they weren't quite sure they wanted to take the job that I was offering them because it would affect their unemployment benefits. And some of these people are people that are making $65,000 a year, and they lost their job, and now they're making almost that much money through their unemployment benefits. But if they go back and get work, they'll lose that benefit. So that's where I see that the system in our country is actually rewarding people and paying people to not go back to work. Because in these 3 situations, 3 individuals were considering taking a job with my company and having a good job with good pay, but they chose not to take a job because they would lose their unemployment benefits. So what does that tell you? That tells you that our country is paying people to not be productive. I mean, think about that. And what is the ramifications of that? When America is paying its citizens to not go out and get jobs, paying them to not become productive citizens, to not produce products and services for the world, that's basically going to take our country down. So that is the first area where I see that the magnitude, and in the last couple years, the unemployment benefits have been lengthened. So it's, what, 99 weeks now? And there's talk about extending that another year or two. And so this is one of the things, and we're going to talk more after the break about what are some of the other areas where our country is creating policy that actually stifles entrepreneurialism. If you want to debate that with me, either agree with me or disagree, call in. That number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. When we come back for the break, I want to tell you that story that I was alluding to about when I was 22 years old and nearly lost my job. What was that like? Because I knew I was about to lose my job, and I know there's many people today who feel that way. People have lost their job. I know many of them. I have friends. I have relatives who are losing their homes, who are losing their jobs, and I know what that feels like. But we're talking today about what is the change that you can do? What can you do about it? How can you begin understanding what I talk about, the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire? How can you apply those steps to your life to get your life turned around, both financially and from a freedom standpoint, to have the freedom to make the choices you want for your life? And we're also talking about what are the things in our current administration that would either help that process or stifle that process. Again, our call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And we've got about 1 minute before our break. But when we come back, I'm going to be talking about a second policy in the White House that I feel is extremely detrimental for all of us. And it's called cap and trade, and it has to do with basically limiting the amount of pollution that companies can put out into the environment. So on the surface, it sounds very good, and it sounds wonderful, and it seems like, why wouldn't everybody in the world want to support that policy? But when we come back, we'll learn a little bit more about what that policy means in terms of penalizing the companies in America that are producing products and actually rewarding companies in third world countries for not producing products and not producing anything at all. And that sounds outrageous, but that's exactly what this bill does. The cap and trade bill penalizes companies that produce, and it rewards companies that do not produce anything. How outrageous is that? When you think about what is the ramifications of a policy like that, rewarding companies that do nothing and penalizing companies that produce. When we come back from the break, we'll learn more about cap and trade and what you can do about it.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water, man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
All right. This is your host, Paul McCormick. Welcome back to the Paul McCormick Show. And just before the break, we were talking about entrepreneurialism in America. And is our administration and Congress supporting policy that stimulates entrepreneurialism, freedom, and the ability of Americans everywhere to have prosperity? I say that we're taking the wrong path. I say that the policy in this country is destroying capitalism, it's destroying freedoms, and it's destroying the ability of you and me to have the prosperity that this country once enjoyed so much. So I've invited you to call in. That number is 1-800-930-2819, and we do have a caller that I will take in a moment. But first, I wanted to finish a conversation I began before the break about a policy called cap and trade. It's a bill that's in the White House that actually was passed about 6 months ago, and it actually rewards companies for doing nothing, and it penalizes the companies in our country that produce products whenever any amount of pollution is created. So this bill actually will take companies like automobile companies, steel manufacturers, wood producing companies, and all other forms of manufacturing, any company that produces products in our country, if they have any amount of pollution at all, they will be penalized and have to pay enormous amounts of monies to other companies overseas in third world companies that are doing nothing. And of course, they're producing no pollution because they're actually doing nothing. So in the long term, we're rewarding people who do nothing and we're penalizing people who produce for this country. People who produce jobs, people who produce opportunities. This is a phenomenal bill. I can't believe it passed, but this got passed last year through the crisis along with so many other policies that I consider policies that will take down this country. So we have a caller. I'd like to take that caller now. Chris, can you put that caller on?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I agree with most of what you're saying, totally. I mean, this country does need to do something to support people who are trying to make it on their own. But I do have one problem with what you said, and that's regarding unemployment. I have been employed for over 30 years, and I happen to be in the real estate business. And as you know, it's not going too well right now. And for the first time in my life, I've been on unemployment. It actually ran out. I tried to get a job. You know, I'm still actively trying to get another job to fill in. I'm still doing real estate. But, I mean, I worked all those years, and I did pay into unemployment, and I would not take a job that was less than what I was getting from unemployment. I mean, because I have bills. I mean, I have certain things that I have to pay for. I think you're confusing that with people who may just get assistance for basically, you know, not doing anything. I mean, I've worked hard all my life, and I don't think that I should have to take a job that's less than what I'm getting on unemployment. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, and I don't blame you for doing any of the decisions that you've made. But tell me your name again.
My name is Mary.
Mary. So Mary, if I was in your position, I'd probably do the same thing you did. If I paid into the system all those years, I would feel a sense of obligation. I would feel that I have certain rights. In other words, it's almost like insurance. We pay into the system all those years, and then when we need it, we hope the system pays us back. Correct?
Right.
And that's exactly.
It sounded like you were just like kind of looking down on people who did that. Well, I was just driving in a car, and I heard the tail end of your conversation. So that kind of didn't really offend me, but it kind of bothered me a little bit because I don't think of myself as like not wanting to work. I do want to work. And if I can work and make as much or more, well, right now I'm not even on unemployment anymore, so it's kind of a moot point. But if I could have found a job that would have paid as much as my unemployment, then obviously I would have taken it. But it was out of necessity that I took the unemployment.
I'm not blaming the people, so I'm sort of glad I offended you because I'm glad you called in. But I'm not blaming the people. I'm blaming the system because the system is set up such that it's so easy to be abused. And what I see is that system is being abused. So so I'm not blaming you or anybody else who uses the system, because if the system is there, people are going to use it. And if the system is there, I would probably use it if I needed it. But what I'm criticizing is that the system is set up such that everybody will use it, and people who want to will abuse it. So, in the example that I gave,
anything. I mean, there are always people that are going to try to abuse anything they can. But I mean, there are people, like you said, the guy you were talking about, the people who are making like $65,000, and if they have pride and they want to go out and get a job, but they're only making like, you know, $30,000, that's just not going to cut it. I mean, they need enough money to support their bills.
No, but in my example, what I'm talking about is a guy that was making $65,000 a year, then he goes on unemployment, and he's still making about $50,000 a year unemployment. And when he has the opportunity to go back and get another job for $65,000 a year, he does not take it because he says, oh, boy, why would I go get a job for $65,000 a year when I can do nothing, work from home,
right,
and just enjoy, have all this fun, and make $50,000 a year? So that's what he chooses to do. So it's not...
I wasn't sure if your job would be paying as much as the person. I guess that's how I took it. It would be paying less than what they could make on unemployment.
But you see, it's the system that's broke, in my opinion, because the system is such that can be abused in that way, and it's rampantly abused. I mean, in three people who I interviewed who brought up the topic, every one of them chose the same thing. Every one of them had the opportunity with my company to make more money than they were making before, make more money than they were making on unemployment, and they choose to stay with unemployment for less money than I would offer them. Because it was for free.
Then that's going to run out in the long run, and they should take the job.
They should,
I mean,
but the system.
Yeah, I agree with you on that point. But my point is that if you know, why should I take a job? No offense, at a fast food restaurant. You know, when my unemployment was paying me more money. I mean, that didn't make sense to me.
No, and I understand that. And if I was in your position, I would probably do the same thing. Why would you take less money to go work when you're working your tail off and making less money than if you didn't make that decision?
Exactly.
So, well, I appreciate the call in. Do you have any other comments about any of the other issues that I mentioned? Any other policies?
I'm agreeing with – that was the only thing that kind of bothered me about what you're saying. I totally agree with everything else you're saying, and I do agree something has to be done. And obviously, I would like to become a millionaire too.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, do you think the system is broke, though? Do you think the policy, so the country has policy for unemployment right now. Do you think that policy is good policy? Do you think it needs to be changed? Do you think it's bad or good?
I think it's necessary right now because I don't know if you've ever gone out there and tried to find a job. It's next to impossible to find a job. And, I mean, people have to live. I mean, like you said, some people will always abuse the system, and I don't know what you can do about that. It's just the nature of people, unfortunately. But there were so many families out there that have to have it. I mean, how are they going to survive? So there are flaws in the system. I'm just talking mainly about unemployment. There are flaws in the system, obviously, but right now it's totally necessary. And like, I mean, I am in real estate, and I've seen people who are losing their houses, and it's just terrible.
You see, I think that the American people are generally good people, that people want to help through charitable donations. People want to help people who are homeless. People want to help people who are out of jobs. But right now, our system is set up where the government does that, and we expect the government to do that.
No.
And we have government systems that are in place to do that. So the entrepreneurs, the people with the wealth, the people with charitable contributions, they typically don't put their money toward helping those causes because, oh, well, we have government programs that are going to do that. And
no,
so
I don't think the government should be doing what it's doing. No, you're absolutely right. I totally am in agreement with you on that point.
In fact, we got about 2 minutes until another break here, but I'll throw this comment out is I think that it should not be our government's responsibility to take care of people on unemployment. I think that businesses and people and businesses and entrepreneurs and charitable organizations could and in fact would handle that situation very well if they were given the chance on their own. So I will invite callers to call me in on that. Is unemployment? I'm saying unemployment should not even be a government-controlled system. And I know that that's a bold statement, but I'd like to solicit calls on that. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And Mary, I thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks for listening to me. I didn't mean to sound argumentative at all. I'm enjoying the program.
Thank you very much. I don't mind the debate, even if it was. So appreciate your call. Thank you so much, and stay tuned.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
All right, and we're back, and we're talking about entrepreneurialism in America. Is it alive and well, or is it a dying breed because of the policies that our country is making between the White House administration and the Congress? If you want to share your opinions with me, I would love to make your voice be known and heard in America. That call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I was sharing some of the policies that I was disagreeing with, and I'd like to share a few more. Is the healthcare plan, the Obamacare, as some people refer to it, that was passed last year. I don't know about you, but last month, my family got a letter in the mail from my insurance carrier that said, guess what? Based on the new healthcare bill, they are no longer able to offer the plan that I was currently carrying. And the plan is now being reduced in benefits, but my premiums are going to remain the same high premiums that they were. And so this was, with my company, a direct result, they said in the letter, a direct result of the new healthcare policy that was just passed. And so, at least in my state, the insurance companies are finding that because of the new healthcare bill, they are no longer able to offer even the same quality of benefits for the same price. So prices are going up or benefits are going down. In my opinion, that's a terrible bill. In my opinion, that bill should be repealed. Do you agree with me or do you disagree with me? Call in 1-800-930-2819 and tell me your experiences with the new healthcare bill. Have you received any notices from your insurance carrier that premiums are going up? And have they linked it to the new policy that has just become law? Let me know your experiences with healthcare. That number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I'd like to share one of the other policies that I feel is more detrimental than any of the others, and that is the many decisions that have taken place between the Federal Reserve and the Obama administration and our Congress to print money. And it started in 2008, at the end of 2008, when we first had the financial collapse. But our country decided to offer a stimulus bill in the form of $870 billion. And a short time later, another $1 trillion was spent as a stimulus for our economy. Now, I don't know what most people think about that, but I got to tell you, it scares the living daylights out of me, and I'll tell you why. In 1976, Jimmy Carter began printing money in this country as a form of stimulus to stimulate the economy. Now, the amount of money that Jimmy Carter printed in 1976 was a small percentage of the total money supply that existed. If he added up in 1976 all of the dollars, all of the U.S. dollars that existed in the world, Jimmy Carter printed about 13% more. That's how much money supply he injected into the economy at that time. 13% of the entire money supply of the U.S. dollars was printed and injected into the economy. And that resulted in what we found to be high inflation in 1977, 1978. For a two-year period through the end of the 70s, we saw inflation grow as high as 19%. Interest rates were 19%, 20%, 21% as a result of all that money being printed. Now, when you compare that with today, it pales in comparison. Today, in 2008, before we began this massive printing of money, in 2008, the total money supply in the world of U.S. dollars was about $800 billion. So when they decided at the end of 2008 to print $870 billion as the first TARP funds and stimulus injection of capital into our country, it was a choice of doubling the money supply of America. So compare that with what Jimmy Carter did. Jimmy Carter only printed 13%, but at the end of 2008, we printed 100% of the money supply. We doubled the money supply of the U.S. dollar. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that if you double the money supply instantly, then it instantly makes the dollar become worth half of what it was the day before. So now $1 will become, it'll only buy what 50 cents bought the day before. Now, a short time later, after we doubled the money supply, we also approved another $1 trillion of capital to be injected into the system, which means that another $1 trillion of money would have to be printed, which not only doubles the money supply, but now it triples the money supply. And then if you're aware of what happened this month in November 2010, our Federal Reserve has decided to print another $600 billion of money. Now, that's almost the total money supply that was there before 2008. So now we've not only doubled the money in October, November of 2008, and then by the end of 2008 into 2009, we decided to triple the money supply. Now in November 2010, we are quadrupling the money supply of the U.S. dollar, a 400% increase in the money supply. Jimmy Carter printed money at 13% of the total money supply. He printed 13% of the money supply, injected it into the economy, and it created the inflation and the gas prices rising. If you remember, the huge amount of lines at the gas stations, gas was shooting up like crazy. Interest rates were 19%, 20%, 21%. That was what we considered massive inflation for this country. That was because of a 13% printing of money. Now, over the last 2 years, we have printed 400% of the entire money supply of the U.S. dollar. What is that going to mean for our country? That's why it scares the living daylights out of me. I believe, and many economists believe, that massive inflation is heading our way. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means 19% inflation. I don't know if that means 100% inflation. But when you look at the amount of money supply that we have printed in this country compared to what Jimmy Carter did in 1976, there is no comparison. 13% money was printed then. Now we have printed 400% of the money supply. The only reason it has not become inflationary to this point is because it has not come out on the street yet. All that money that's been printed has been given to banks. It's been given to the auto industry in the form of stimulus money, and it has not yet been issued to the people. It has not come out in the form of loans. It has not hit the street. That money is not flowing yet. But mark my words, once that money begins to flow into the economy, there is the likelihood for massive inflation to take off. Call me if you are as scared about that as me. That number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I believe that our country is headed down a scary road. I think the administration and Congress has acted incredibly ignorant, incredibly stupid, I guess I'll say, on the issue of printing money supply. Call me if you agree with me. Is our country, is our Congress, is the United States headed in the right direction? Are we taking the right direction by injecting capital into the money system? Is that a wise form of government, or is that a foolish form of government that could potentially destroy this country? Give me a call, 1-800-930-2819. We have a few minutes before the break. We could take your call right now. If there's any calls, I'll take them. Let me share with you. I alluded to the fact that when I was 22 years old, I almost lost my job. So let me tell you that story. I just got a text message that a caller doesn't want to go on the air, but he agrees with me 100%. Thank you, Sandy, for texting in that message. Sandy from Pawcatuck, Connecticut. You agree with me 100%. I appreciate that feedback. The story I was going to tell you is I was 22 years old. I had just gotten married to the woman that I had been in love with for 6 years. I met my lovely wife when I was 14, fell in love with her. I thought, of course, you know, how much does a 14-year-old know about falling in love? But 14 years old, I met this girl at church, got a crush on her. We began dating when I was 16. We basically dated all through high school, all through college. Our plans was get married, get a job, and then get married. That's what we did. And when I got that first job, I realized I wasn't performing very well. My bosses were letting me know that I was probably going to get fired if I didn't turn things around immediately. And we're going to have to go into a break here. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you, how did I use entrepreneurialism to change my life around? How did I use the entrepreneurial spirit to not only save my job, but to create wealth for my bosses, to create wealth for my company, and to eventually put myself in a position to become the owner of that very company that I was just about to get fired from? So, again, I invite your calls. Tell me what you think about the entrepreneurial spirit. Is the American people strong enough to create entrepreneurialism to turn this country around when we come back from the break?
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Paul McCormick Show. And I'd like to take this opportunity to send you a little information that can help you decide, do you have what it takes to become a millionaire? I've put together a survey of 16 questions, multiple choice. It takes about 2 minutes to go through. And this survey is based on about 20 years of work that I have spent working with entrepreneurs, millionaires, and I have literally spent 20 years working alongside multimillionaires, entrepreneurs, and I discovered something amazing about these people. They think about wealth and opportunity completely different than the rest of us. In fact, it's opposite of what most people think about. And so I've compiled what I understand to be the secrets to helping people become very successful. And it's what I have discovered from working with literally hundreds of multimillionaires, investors, entrepreneurs, business owners. And I've put together this survey called the Free Wealth IQ Survey that you can take. And there's a beautiful little chart. You can go online. Go online right now, www.freewealthiq.com. That's freewealthiq.com. And find out if you have what it takes to become a millionaire. Do you think the way that millionaires think? Do you take actions the way that millionaires take action? And there's a graph that I've created, this four different quadrants, that talks about how you feel about yourself, how you feel about money, how you plan your life, and how you take action in your life. And in those four different quadrants, there's four different questions. So it's a total of 16 questions. You can find out in about 2 minutes, do you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Again, that website is www.freewealthiq.com. That's freewealthiq.com. Find out in the next 2 minutes if you have what it takes to be a millionaire. And of course, I think you do, because that's the whole premise of my book. My book is called Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire, because I believe that everybody has within them the ability to become a millionaire. And that's exactly what I write about. Next week, we're going to be talking about what are those 7 steps? What are the steps to becoming a millionaire? You can buy my book in any bookstore. It's at Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Nationwide, or any bookstore will have it. Or you can go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. That's formulaformillionaires.com, and get that book. Call in and let me know what you feel about what we've been talking about today. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We've been talking about the policies in this country, how those policies are stifling entrepreneurialism, how the policies that this administration has been putting in place the last 2 years is not only stifling entrepreneurial spirit in our country, but the amount of money that has been produced has the potential of creating massive inflation to something so significant we have not seen anything like it in our country. And I talked a little bit about what happened in 1976 when Jimmy Carter printed 13% of the money supply that created inflation the next 2 years. So I am worried about the 400% printing of 400% of the total money supply that our administration has done the last 2 years. What kind of massive inflation is that going to cause? Now, I promised you a story about when I was 22 years old and I was about to lose my job. How did I use entrepreneurialism to save my job? How did I use entrepreneurialism to not only save my job, but to make my bosses become incredibly successful? And how did I use that to ultimately become the owner of that company? So here's what happened. I was 22 years old, recently got married to the woman that I'd been dating for 6 years. We were 22. We just got married 3 months earlier. We bought our first house, and I was working my first job as an engineer and designing buildings, or trying to learn how to design buildings, working with real estate developers and investors. And I wasn't performing satisfactory. I wasn't performing at a high enough level. I thought I was working my tail off, but I wasn't I wasn't quite cutting it in my job, and my bosses were letting me know that. After about 6 months, they did a sit-down talk with me, and they said, you know, you're just not cutting it. I mean, you're not getting it. You're not profitable. And we're thinking about, you know, we might have to let you go. And my gosh, I'd never been let go in my life. I could not believe this. I mean, I literally was a straight A student through high school. And here I am on my first job, and I'm being told after 6 months that I might be let go. And I just got married 3 months earlier. We just bought our first house. We had this big, huge mortgage. And I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I went home and I thought about it and I prayed about it and I was scared. And you might be in that situation, or you might have been in that situation sometime in the past. And I didn't know what to do. But as I continued to think about it, I did what entrepreneurs do. Now, entrepreneurialism is when you see a need and you see an opportunity to meet that need. And what you do is you see that other people have a need and you want to meet that need for them. And in the process, you bring prosperity to them. And along the way, you help yourself become prosperous as well. So I recognize that my bosses needed to be profitable. And that the reason that they were telling me that I may lose my job is because I was not being as profitable as they needed me to be. So I recognized their need. My company needed me to be profitable. And I needed to find a way to be profitable for them in the work that I was doing, to create profit on the jobs that I was doing for them. And all of a sudden it clicked in my mind. I realized that if I can become so pubs that I make my bosses rich, that somehow in the end I would benefit from that. And so that is one of the secrets. And I speak about it in my books, and I speak about it everywhere I go. The secret to becoming wealthy is to recognize a need that somebody else has, to see an opportunity for you to meet that need, and to do something that helps them out, to bring value to them. And when you bring value to them, you help them be successful. And through that process, you become successful. So I set that as my goal. I began working on that every single day. My goal was to make my bosses successful, to make my bosses profitable. And I began working on that day after day after day. And over the next few months, I became very profitable on my projects. Because why? Because I set it as a goal for myself, and I worked harder than anything else ever before on reaching that goal, because I wanted to make my bosses successful. I wanted to make my bosses rich. Not about me. This was about seeing a need that my boss had to be profitable, and I began to meet that need for him. In a short amount of time, I became the most profitable person in the company. I began to make my bosses extremely rich. And within a one-year period of time, I began getting promotions, and I began actually having conversations with them where my bosses came to me and said, not only are you the shining star of the company, you are the type of guy that in a couple years could become a partner in this company, that could become a partner that could run this company and take this company to new places. And that's exactly what I did. A few years later, at the age of only, I was about 25, 26, 27 years old, I became a partner in the company. It was a multi-million dollar company. I became the CEO the next year. And for the next 10 years, I grew that company to be a multi-million dollar company, servicing real estate investors, entrepreneurs, developing $1 billion of real estate development annually. That's what made me a millionaire. And it all started with the entrepreneurial spirit. We just got about a minute or two left today, but I want to direct you again to that website where you can decide, do you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Go to my website, www.freewealthiq.com. Take the survey and find out if you have what it takes to become a millionaire. If you want to check out my CDs, my books, my other products, go to formulaformillionaires.com where you can check out my book, my CDs. But I really want to know, do you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Take the survey. It takes about 2 minutes. That's at www.freewealthiq.com. Freewealthiq.com. Do you have what it takes to become a millionaire? This survey was put together based on my work with literally hundreds of entrepreneurs, investors, business owners, people just like you and me. Check it out. Be back next week, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here at WBLK 1230.